Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am highlighting golden minerals traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol AUMN. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Warren Wren. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Golden Minerals is, well, really making the transition from an exploration company to a production company, especially at the Rodeo mine in Mexico. We'll start here, but one thing to note is that the company does hold a wide range of projects in Mexico and also a couple scattered throughout South America. Starting off with this Rodeo mine, though, there was news that came out just yesterday on April 19th that brought everybody up to speed on the first quarter production of gold and silver at this Rodeo mine. Now, the project just started producing in the beginning of this year, so this really is just some of the initial numbers that have come out of the project. This is on track for relatively small annual production of between 12,000 and 14,000 ounces of gold throughout the whole year. But Warren, give us a just general update and introduction to this Rodeo mine and how the first about quarter of operations have gone.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. No, we're really pleased with the startup at Rodeo. Rodeo's a high-grade open pit gold mine, low stripping ratio. And the production in the first quarter was planned to ramp up fairly slowly, just to give us the time to increase our processing capability at the Velardeña plant, where it's being processed at the mill. So we were able to produce, as we had planned, over 1,500 gold equivalent ounces during the quarter. And that's about a third of what we'll be producing normally per quarter going forward, and giving us the time to ramp up and, as I mentioned, install that second ball mill at the Velardeña oxide plant, which is what will be required to get that 450 ton per day target throughput that we have in mind. So things are going exceedingly well, and we're right on target with plans, and it's not very often a company can say that about a new operation. So we're very happy with it, Corey.
Now, can you bring everybody up to speed on the makeup of this project and asset? Because I have in my notes that this is a high-grade, low-strip project. How is that all playing into the production here?
Yeah, so that gives us the opportunity here to mine it with a contract miner, because it's a relatively small daily production, and it allowed us to avoid a high capital spend on getting this started. The low stripping ratio and the high gold grade, the 3.3 grams per ton average grade in the project, you know, allows us to have some very reasonable, very, very low cost per ounce for production going forward. And so the opportunity was that this is within haulage distance of an existing plant, processing plant that we had. So the overall capital spend to get this started was only $1.5 million US bucks. So that's unusual, you know, unheard of, you might say, to be able to get a gold mine started under those terms. Now, it is a relatively small resource at this point. Now we're expecting life of mine to be about 40,000 ounces of gold. There's a bit of silver, but it's not important compared to the gold content. So it has a life about 2.5 years as we currently see it. But we think we can expand the resource, and we're in process trying to do so.
Before we get into that potential resource expansion, what are some of the metrics around the actual production here? What's it costing in terms of, let's say, cash costs or all-in sustaining costs? I do understand you have a contract miner here, so give us a little bit more understanding of where the costs lie.
Yeah, so the PEA study that we put out in the spring on the project showed a actual cash cost of just about $800 per ounce of gold produced, net of solar credit. And we'll be a little bit above that, but not that far on a project basis. Now, with the sustained, and there's not that much capital going into this, so the AISC with capital is somewhere in the neighborhood of $850 per ounce produced on a project basis. And so, you know, for us with gold now trading at just under $1,800 per ounce. That's a great margin. And now we're looking at after-tax cash profit from this operation between $9 and $10.5 million for 2021, and it'll be more than that for the succeeding year. And as I mentioned, we expect to extend the life of mine with exploration.
Now, what are some of the exploration plans to expand on this resource and the life of mine?
So, we're drilling right now just north of the pit. We noticed after we had the pit opened up that there was no reason that the high-grade mineralization should stop going on the north side. And we had a couple of holes we thought had limited that on the north end, but they were drilled underneath the high-grade resource. So we've come in now and we're drilling holes from surface about 50 meters deep, looking for the extension of that high-grade resource that we're mining in the current open pit. And it looks quite promising. We'll be a month or two before we have results out to the public, but I'm very optimistic that we'll be able to extend. And there's plenty of geography, plenty of space to extend that resource up to twice of what we have on the books even in terms of space available. So it's a matter of what the drill results say and how we can translate that into additional resource going forward.
Well, and that's the key, right? All focused on building some more resources in the short term.
Exactly. Because, this obviously has the best bang for the buck for the company to extend that mine life. The more we can extend, the more cash we get out of this project. And that would lead us to our other plans for the area. For example, the Velardeña mine going forward.
Let's quickly touch on the Velardeña mine. What are some updates? What can you tell our listeners about where this project stands and how it plays into the bigger strategy for Golden Minerals?
Velardeña is a great project in that the resource is long-lived. We have over 10 years of potential production resource on the books there. The challenge with Velardeña has been getting the gold recoveries to control the mining dilution in a narrow vein deposit. Now we have the low gold payable under control with a plan to put in a biooxidation facility that will give us over 90% recovery of gold from the pyrite arsenic pyrite concentrate after biooxidation and cyanidation. So that's an amazing improvement over the past payables that we had, which were lower than 30% on the total gold value. So as we complete our feasibility studies on that biooxidation plant and get to actual construction blueprints by the end of this year, we expect that would take another year to build. But that would give us the advantage in the future of getting really the full payable for the gold. Meanwhile, we think we can start production based on the lead, zinc, silver portion of the deposit, selling a lead concentrate and a zinc concentrate directly to the smelters, and potentially start that production late this year. So we're fully engaged in trying to get that done this year and to continue with the feasibility type studies on the biooxidation process at the same time.
Okay, so there's the update from Velardeña. What about some of the other projects that the company holds? There's another one in Mexico, plus a couple of projects in Argentina.
Yeah, we have a great exploration project, a district-scale project called Yoquivo in Chihuahua State, just north of Velardeña and Durango. And so that project, we've completed a first-pass drill program, and we announced those results early in the year with some excellent values up to an ounce per ton gold and almost 2 kilos per ton silver in one of the drill holes in one of the veins. So we'll continue on with an exploration program there. We'll get started again with the second phase drilling later this quarter. I'm thinking it'll probably be in May. And so we'll see some drill results coming out from that project over the summer. We also have a project in Argentina that's been optioned out to Barrick Gold You know, they're looking for a world-class gold deposit there. And I know they're still doing surface targeting work, but I expect that they'll work into a drill program late this year, early next year as well. So both of those projects are, you know, show an excellent chance of extending the pipeline of gold minerals to add meaningful value to the share price here with success.
What kind of funding does the company have? You have a lot going on here, and now that you are in production, you will or should be cash flowing. So where does the company stand in terms of cash in the bank?
So we ended last year with nearly $10 million in the bank. We haven't put out Q1 numbers. They won't be out till May. But I can say that the cash balance has stayed high. And we're projecting to increase on that cash balance by the end of the year. So we should have additional funds, enough funds to meet all of our needs for exploration and the development project at Velardania. Until we get Velardania cash flowing in addition, which would then provide even more income to the company. So we will be profitable on a company basis this year and for the foreseeable future, in my view.
Yeah, this is a big year in transition for the company. Now in production and ramping up production, potentially at two different areas or two different assets, but all through that Velardania mine and operations there. Overall, though, a lot of moving parts here, Warren. So if anybody has any follow-up questions regarding any of the projects or any of the production, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will follow up as we get some more news and developments from any of the projects within Golden Minerals. Warren, I appreciate the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, Corey. My pleasure.